You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, guys, that looked like regular season NBA basketball. That was amazing. The first half was all rotation guys, starters, two top teams in both of their conferences. Just fantastic stuff for this game. We're going to talk about the Bucks first, then the Jazz. I just wanted to say something. So we're right on the verge of the new season. Obviously, we do the post-game reactions, the live streams. I wanted to just say there's going to be a slight change to the channel. Not really to the channel, but to just what I'm doing with my YouTube. This channel is going to stay Jazz-centric. I think that's the right thing to do because that's why everyone follows this channel. It's going to be Jazz. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a separate NBA channel. So this will be Jazz-focused. If you love the Jazz, this is where you need to be because it's all Jazz. Jazz, Jazz, Jazz. The next channel, and I think this is something that I've been needing to do for a while, and I don't know why it took me this long to realize it, but the other channel is going to be the NBA. So reaction to Kyrie tonight on Instagram, reaction to trades, things going on, all this sort of stuff, I'll put it there. And I think honestly the algorithm has been kind of conflicting with what I'm doing because it thinks that everyone who likes this channel likes the Jazz, which is right. Everyone who's here loves the Jazz. Everyone who wants the NBA stuff doesn't know what they're doing when they're coming to this channel. So anyways, that's the change I'm going to make. Let me know what you think in the comments. I'm actually pretty excited about it because it seems like the right thing to do. Two channels, continue this one, and this will still be Manscaped, but well, guess what? We'll do Manscaped on both DW to CB because why not? They don't care. They want to sell the ball shavers. That's what they want, all right? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to sell ball shavers on this channel. That's what we do. All right, let's talk about the Milwaukee Bucks, and then we'll talk about the Jazz. The Milwaukee Bucks. And by the way, Bucks fans, I am so happy for you. I loved rooting for you in the playoffs. I thought the evil Phoenix Suns were going to somehow get lucky when we saw that, you know, that injury early in the season. We saw the Bucks, or in that series with the Suns, you saw Giannis kind of go down with an injury in that second game, I think it was. I was terrified. And then Giannis came back and we all saw it and he was an absolute monster. Destroyed the Suns like Godzilla. A Greek Godzilla is what he was. And he just like stomped buildings and destroyed the Phoenix Suns. Captured that title for Milwaukee. And all of us who are small market teams, Utah fans, you know, people who root for the Orlando Magic, the Sacramento Kings, the Minnesota Timberwolves, we all joined. Like small market super friends cheering for you, and you didn't let us down. Giannis showed up like the MVP. He is amazing, and we saw it tonight. Giannis is absolutely incredible. He looked comfortable tonight. I wonder if going to the, you know, winning the finals and kind of getting that weight off of his shoulders of just not getting over the top and getting over the hump, and he finally did it. I wonder if that's just going to give him another comfort level and he's going to do things this season that we haven't seen. You know, I don't think he's going to be this incredible jump shooter all of a sudden, although maybe, why not? But we saw him when it counted most against the Suns. He hit all his free throws and he won that game. And Giannis was incredible. And he could be on his way to an MVP season this year if he plays like he did tonight. Giannis tonight was out of his mind. He was unbelievable and he didn't play all that much. Let's see, 20 minutes. In 20 minutes, he scored 21 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Unbelievable. He was a plus 14. Shoo! He is really good. And this Bucks team is going to be really good. And you know what? It would be fun to see the Bucks be good. And we know what Jrue Holiday can do. His defense on the perimeter is incredible. And he makes big shots. He had a couple big offensive games in that Suns final series. But we saw that his major thing is just ruthless defense on the perimeter, on everybody. He's unbelievable. He's fantastic. I can't say enough good things about Jrue Holiday and this Bucks team. And we also saw what Chris Middleton did. Chris Middleton, who was the guy that was hitting big-time shots at the end of games against the Suns. I mean, this Bucks team really has the pieces. You know, I thought it was interesting for the Bucks. They started Grayson Allen. I don't know if Dante DiVincenzo is going to start when he comes back. Let me know, Bucks fans. I could be completely ignorant of that, but I wonder if either one of those guys would start. Pat Connaughton, I guess I could start. You could start in that spot. So it'll be interesting to see who is kind of that guy for that guard spot next to Jrue. I guess any one of those three guys could. Let me know, Bucks fans, who do you think should start? Is it Grayson Allen? Grayson Allen's actually an underrated shooter. He's always been actually a consistently very good three-point shooter. He's just out of control at times, and, you know, Jazz fans are familiar with him, and, you know, he's kind of, he's one of those guys that'll frustrate you, but then you look at the box score and you're like, oh, he shot 40%. He pissed me off, but he shot 40%, so I guess I have to be happy with it. And that's just kind of the Grayson Allen experience. Bucks fans, you will find out. It's an interesting ride. There are times where you'll be like, it's like you'll begrudgingly love him. It's a weird feeling to root for Grayson Allen, I have to say. But you'll be fine. Maybe he'll be great. Maybe he will stop the crazy. He's got white stress hairs in his hair. So I don't know. The crazy's leaking out of him. He is legitimately kind of nuts on the floor. He really is. And nothing has changed. You'll like him. I don't know. Maybe you'll hate him. I don't know. It's a weird thing to root for Grayson Allen. It just is. All right. Before we talk about the Jazz, let's talk about manscaped.com. Do you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween? It's shaving your balls with anything other than Manscaped. Why would you do that? Why would you do that when you can get Manscaped and get 20% off plus free shipping? When it comes to below-the-waist grooming, there's no need to carve your pumpkins this Halloween because Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Go from bite-sized candy bar to a king-sized candy bar and join the 2 million men worldwide. I still don't quite know what that means. I think I do, but I don't. Join the 2 million men worldwide by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code HoopsNerd20. That's HoopsNerd20. And you'll save like 20, 30 bucks. I promise you. They sent me an email, guys. There's new stuff coming and it's pretty cool. They keep growing. They keep offering nice things. Let's see. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HoopsNerd20, HoopsNerd20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code HoopsNerd20 at manscaped.com. Say trick-or-treat to your beautiful new Halloweeny with Manscaped. All right, guys, let's talk about the Utah Jazz. They are absolutely ready to go. I was a little wary, and I was wrong. You know what? You can tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead and tell me in the chat, guys, that I'm wrong. Furby Jr., nerd! Thanks. Yes, this is the Hoops Nerd channel. It's going to stay the Hoops Nerd channel. Let's see, DWDCV, shaving is a trick, manscaping is a treat. It's the trick or treat of the holiday season from the Hoops Nerd channel. Anyways, I was wrong about the first two games. I was a little nervous when Quinn Snyder was not playing the Jazz starters. And mea culpa, Quinn Snyder was right. I was wrong. I'm stupid, all right? Sometimes I'm stupid. I'm an idiot sometimes, all right? But anyways, I thought it was not a good idea because you just want to be ready to go. There's only four preseason games. And you want your guys ready to go. Instead, in those first two games, they did not play most of their starters at all. And they let Jared Butler and backup guys kind of run. We actually got to see Fitz play. What's his name? I think he's earned himself a two-way contract, by the way. He looks fantastic. That guy, it's like I'm surprised when he doesn't hit shots. What's his name? Come on. Malik Fitz. There we go. I was going to say Micah, but it's Malik. Malik Fitz. Anyways. This Utah Jazz team is ready to go, and there are a few signs that are making me really excited. I want to go through each of the players, and we'll talk. I'll try to talk as quickly as I can tonight so we're not doing this forever. But there was a few things that got me excited. For one, Rudy Gobert jump shot, guys. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Free throw line jump shot. That's all he needs. And guess what? All of you guys in the comments that made not nice comments to me and said not nice things about my video, guess what? I was right. I was right about it. Ah, I told you he can shoot the ball. You know what's funny? And I'm a nerd. That's why we called it this, the Hoops Nerd channel. But I tracked during Ben Simmons' rookie year out of pettiness, obviously. But I tracked his jump shooting from free throw line out. and Rudy Gobert's. And guess what? For two-thirds of the season of Ben Simmons' rookie year, Rudy Gobert had a better shooting percentage than Ben Simmons. He only shot like five or six of them, but he had a better, he was like shooting 40-something, 40-50% from the field, from like free throw line to like 20, whatever it is for the three-point line. You can look it up on NBA.com. Anyways, the day that Rudy Gobert took that jump shot that season and he missed it, and I knew that his percentage ticked down below Ben Simmons, it was a bad day. It was a bad day. But guess what? Rudy Gobert can shoot it, and that shot looked smooth. And you know what made me happy? Well, mad, Ben, and happy at the same time, is that Rudy Gobert shoots that jump shot. Like two or three plays later, they have an out-of-bounds play, and they get it to Rudy Gobert, and you can hear Quinn over the sound say, "Shoot it! Shoot it!" like Quinn does. By the way, have you ever been close to Quinn and he talks like that? "Shoot it!" Like when he... Every game, "That's 2 points, Dante! That's 2 points!" He always used to do that. "That's 2 points, Royce! That's 2 points you cost us!" Anyways, he did that same thing to Rudy Gobert. "Shoot it! Shoot it!" And guess what Rudy Gobert did? He did not shoot it. He did that turn. He did like a move. He like pivoted and it looked awkward and he missed the shot. Rudy Gobert is not an elite. He's not a good post player, guys. It's just not going to happen. But he can shoot the ball. And I've been telling people this. I've been telling you guys. I've been trying to tell the world, anyone who can hear. I do a YouTube channel that I try to get people to watch it, you know, like other people do. Somehow they watch more of the others. I don't know why. But maybe it's because we're going crazy over jump shots from Rudy Gobert. But Rudy Gobert can jump, shoot the ball. And guess what? If Rudy Gobert can shoot the ball from free throw line out, that means they have to respect it. And you know what happens if they have to respect it and they come out? That opens up cutters. All of a sudden, you've got lanes. You've got like Mie Oni, who right now is relegated to like a three-point shooter. And we know that Mieoni is not an elite three-point shooter. He's just not. If Mieoni becomes an average three-point shooter, that's a super win because he's a nice defender and he's a good athlete. But guess what good athletes can do? They can cut to the rim. And if Rudy Gobert's got that ball, free throw line extended, and he can throw to guys cutting to the rim like a Mieoni. Oh, mama. That gets you some buckets. And guess what? Joakim Noah nearly became MVP with that stuff. So this is all theoretical. This is all stuff we're just kind of hoping for. But that jump shot looks smooth. And you can bet I'm going to be up at 1 o'clock tonight like a strange creeper looking at that replay on my phone and just going, oh please, with it in my phone, pretending like I'm going to sleep so my wife doesn't know that I'm watching videos of Rudy Gobert at night and keeping her up with the light from my phone screen. That's what's going to happen tonight. And that's what Rudy Gobert needs to do. It's what he needs to do, all right? All right, all right, all right. We all agreed? All in the chat agree? Yes. Yes, we all agree. I'm glad this is not a democracy on this point. The other thing, but anyways, guess what? We actually saw a few little hints of cutting in the Jazz offense. It looked a little awkward at times. It looks like they're trying to figure that out. But I think there's some cutting going on with the Jazz. And not the stuff that makes you feel like you need to watch someone a little more than you probably do in uncomfortable situations. I'm talking about cuts to the basket, cutting to the rim, all right? That's what you need to do in the Jazz system. It opens up so many different things and so many easy buckets, all right? All right, that's what needs to happen. It's fantastic. I probably shouldn't have talked about that earlier. What's going on? We're off the rails. I apologize. If I triggered anyone, I'm actually legitimately sorry. I apologize. But anyways, those are two things that got me really excited. Robert Hall, 199. Thank you, Robert. I really appreciate it. That's great. Strange Creeper. Strange Creeper right here. Strange Creeper. Let's see. All right, let's go through. And I want to switch between chat and stats here. But, I sometimes I lose my mind. All right, I wanted to talk a bit about, we talked about Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert was absolutely fantastic tonight. He did get in a little foul trouble, and there was a few things. I think he's trying to show up, maybe because Hannah Stocking is there. By the way, Hannah Stocking, Rudy Gobert's girlfriend, arguably one of the most famous Jazz girlfriends ever. But Rudy Gobert tonight was 7 points, 5 rebounds, only a minus one. When you consider that Giannis was a like plus 14, it just shows you Rudy's incredible. He really is. He had actually a few off things this game, But overall, Rudy Gobert was solid. Donovan Mitchell looked legit. 12 points, 5 for 8 from the field, 1 for 3 from 3 with 2 assists. We all know what Donovan can do, and it's amazing. It's amazing. And so, you know, you just got to give props to Donovan. He's incredible. As well as Mike Conley, who just when he's on the floor, he's a plus one. Mike Conley, 4 for 5 from 3. I didn't even realize. Just really nice. I just want to give those guys props. You've got to give big time props to Jordan Clarkson. He is looking really, he looks healthy. He looks athletic. He looks smooth. When Jordan Clarkson's playing like this, he had like that. I mean, honestly, Jordan Clarkson won the Sixth Man of the Year last year in like the first half of the season. And right now, Clarkson looked like he did last year, that first half. He looks smooth. His shot is good and clean and nice. And he's looking like Sixth Man Jordan Clarkson again. Tonight, 5 for 10 from the field, 4 for 7 from 3, and perfect from the free throw line. 18 points to lead the Jazz. He also had 8 rebounds. Did you guys notice that, actually? He was, like, rebounding the ball. 8 rebounds tonight for Jordan Clarkson is kind of awesome. That guy is fantastic, and there's not a better guy on the planet. We all know he's just a lot of fun. Great dude. Who doesn't love Jordan Clarkson? You know who else had a really nice night tonight? And who struggled, actually, in the first 3 games? Hassan Whiteside. If you guys are like me, you might watch this game again because we've got a little bit of time until the next game where we get regular season basketball. Hassan Whiteside looked awesome, like really solid. And this is the Milwaukee Bucks. And this is a team where you can have a rim-protecting center who's not super mobile, so that probably helps Hassan Whiteside in this game because you can kind of sit back and just guard Giannis. So it's a situation where Hassan has a chance to be solid, and he did. He had like a couple blocks on Giannis. He had that 1 3-point line, and I thought he had one near the rim. That might have been against someone else. Forgive me if I don't remember correctly. But anyways, Hassan looked really nice, and he had that little hook shot. If Hassan Whiteside can, at the minimum, just tread water, you know, if Rudy Gobert goes to the bench and all Hassan Whiteside does is when he's on the floor, the Jazz are like, if his plus minus is 0, meaning the Jazz don't lose the lead, they don't gain a lead, they just stay right here. Massive win. Like massive, massive win, right? Because if you don't have these crazy games where you have Rudy Gobert coming in and being plus 14 and Derek Favors, and I love Derek Favors, but he was not healthy last year, being like a minus 12 every game and just getting run off the floor. You know, if Hassan Whiteside, who is a better rim protector than Derek Favors, can do what he did tonight and just be like solid. And if you get like positive plus minus from Hassan Whiteside, that is such a massive victory. I can't tell you guys. And what I want to see, and what's exciting to think about, is the Jazz aren't even full strength. Rudy Gay is joining this team soon. So you can have situations where, let's say you're playing a team like the Clippers who are going to be more spread out, and you need a spread floor. Instead of playing Hassan Whiteside, go play Rudy Gay. Go play Eric Paschal, who's actually looked solid to me. I don't know if you guys agree, but Eric Paschal's looked like a nice pickup for the Jazz, and you can have like a switching defense. You know, I've talked about this multiple times. I want the Jazz to have a unit that is like a switching perimeter defensive unit that is solely defense. So Rudy Gay at center, Eric Paschal, power forward center. So those two guys are switching. Then you have Mie Ioane, Royce O'Neal, and then you just have Donovan Mitchell, whose job is to do buckets, you know? And by the way, that's another thing we need to talk about. Donovan Mitchell looks really good defensively. Like Donovan Mitchell last game looked legitimately awesome on defense. Tonight he didn't have any steals like he did last game, where he had like 3 or 4 last game. Tonight he just looked solid. You know what Donovan Mitchell's doing on defense? He's trying, and it's exciting. All you need is Donovan Mitchell to try, to have effort, because he has the physical talent. And guess what? There's enough scoring options on this team that I think Donovan should be exerting more energy on the defensive end, you know? They need it. If the Jazz want to win the title, and the goal is the title, right? The goal is to win it all. That's why we play these seasons, is to try to win it all. The Jazz need Donovan Mitchell to be a better defender. And so far in preseason, small sample size, it's looked really good. It's looked really solid. I like what I'm seeing. Now, we'll see if it carries over. You know, it's a long season, 82 games. although it's more spread out this year, like regular actual seasons pre-pandemic. So we'll see, but it looks good. And if he is getting steals, staying kind of focused when he's off the ball, one of the things that Donovan doesn't do, or at least last season and before, that he tends to do a little bit, is he kind of just gets a little watch the ball when he's not guarding the guy with the ball. He'll just kind of watch and he'll get beat and guys will cut and things like that. He just got to be engaged. Just be engaged, Donovan. Just be engaged. Don't fall asleep. That's all we need, because he's got the, you know, we know about his athletic talent. We know about his physical tools, the wingspan, which is insane. He can be a really positive plus defender. He's just got to be engaged and try, you know? That's what he's got to do. All right, let's see here. Can we talk about my new love? Whenever I see him enter the floor and walk on the court, it's like the little hearts start coming up. And I start writing in my dear diary, I saw my crush again today, and he looked really good. And it's been three times that we saw him, and my crush looks really nice. I really like him. I love Jared Butler. I'm in love. I'm in love. Are you guys in love? I'm in love. He's incredible. He's incredible. All right, there was one play, and it was like, I just went like, this is a rookie? This guy's a rookie? He might be one of the, like, most intelligent, like, basketball IQ guys from the get-go, I think I've ever seen. There was one play, and this is something that, like, it takes, like, some players never even learn it. So Jared Butler, who, by the way, was, like, shooting guard or whatever on the Baylor. I can't remember. I didn't watch enough. I'm not going to pretend like I know. But anyways, he brings it up and he's running point guard. By the way, looks fantastic running point. Anyone else? I mean, it's amazing. Rudy Gobert is actually behind him. Now, what happens is Jared Butler, typically Rudy Gobert, first thing Rudy Gobert is coming up to do is screen the ball. But Rudy Gobert is behind him. Jared Butler already has his man in front of him. And he goes up and normally 99 times out of 100, especially with rookies, they will not wait for the screener to come up and get their feet set. They will. I mean, honestly, it happens so often that the player is impatient or nervous because they're a rookie and they don't know what they do. And you've got Drew Holiday, the best perimeter defender on the planet, in front of you. And you go, and guess what? Rudy Gobert doesn't have his feet set, and it's a moving screen on Rudy Gobert. And everyone will say, oh, it's Rudy Gobert's fault. Why'd you get a moving screen? Guess what? That is, like, never the screener's fault. What happens is it's the ball handler that needs to wait for Rudy Gobert or the screener, whoever it is, to come and set his feet. And guess what Jared Butler did? Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. He waited! He waited! So 99 times out of 100, everyone else fails. But in Squid Game, and the Squid Game is the Utah Jazz, the 1 out of 100, Jared Butler waited. And Rudy Gobert set the screen, and he came around, and I was just like, oh. It was it. It was Squid Game. He won Squid Game. By the way, go watch Squid Game. Very fun. He's incredible, guys. He's got it. He knows it. He's already on. It's like he's on a game genie. He figured it. He's got the cheat codes. I don't know, but he just knows it. And he's a computer. Like, he's a computer. He's one of those guys. We've got one of those guys. We got the Borg. The Borg. You young Gen Zers, go look up the Borg. It's maybe not. It's not that good. But it's, he assimilates. He, like, sees the play. He learns and he goes. And he already has an automatic move. It's actually the same move that Donovan has, that right side layup where he goes high off the glass. Same move as Donovan. He's already doing it. And I don't know if Donovan had that move in his first year, to be honest. Donovan just had incredible. I mean, Donovan is the superior guy probably just because, obviously, not probably, he is, because of his incredible physical talent. Donovan's physical talent is out of this world. And his balance on his jump shot is incredible. Ugh, ugh. It's so good. But Jared Butler's basketball IQ might be the thing that makes me excited. And then you combine the fact that he's got a handle. He's 6'3", 6'4", legit. So he's got pretty good size. He's actually the perfect size to go with Donovan. He can shoot the ball. He was 40%+ at Baylor. And he's got a step back three. So we know he's got a pull-up game. This guy is going to get better. This guy has a chance, guys, to be 40, 50, 40, 90 guy. Tonight, Jared Butler. Let's look at the stats, guys, because that's what we do. 7 for 12, 58% from the field. Tonight, he had a dip. 2 for 6 from 3, 33%. On your bad nights, when your bad nights are 33%, guys, that means you're really good. You know, there's like streaky shooters. If you're a streaky shooter, you can't be counted on all the time. But when your bad games are 33%, oh my gosh. By the way, Andrew Streeter, welcome to Rookie, our first guy to join the channel this season. Welcome, Andrew. You're a rookie with promise. Let's find out if he's a rookie like Jared Butler. I'm spitting on all of my ring light. Andrew Streeter, does he have the basketball IQ, Andrew? I think so. Robert Hall of Fame, 199. Butler is definitely looking impressive. Super smart. Yes, that's what I've been talking about, Robert, my man. The IQ is kind of what makes me so excited. And it's not all that. He's got the cojones. He's Manscaped cojones. He's like not afraid. He was guarded by Drew Holiday all night tonight. All night. And he was not afraid. Like at one point, did any of you see fear in his eyes? Because I did not. I did not. He was not afraid. He was not. Oh, he's unafraid. And it's Drew Holiday. He's like the Predator, guys. He's unbelievable. And Jared Butler was just like, all right. Like, and there were a few times where Jared Butler tried it, you know? And you saw him fall down that one time. You saw him, like, figure things out. Jared Butler is a stud. Get ready. He has arrived. And he is awesome, and he is unafraid, and he is smart, and he's got skill, man. He can handle the ball. He's actually got quickness. I am getting Donovan vibes, you guys. It's like you want to be careful to not go over the top. Oh, but this guy, I mean, all right, I don't want to. Okay, before we say it, I've got something to say. Jace Garner. Welcome to Rookie Jace. Welcome to the team. We got another rookie on the team. Maybe a two-way. Maybe he's a star waiting to happen. We're going to find out. But welcome, Jace, and I appreciate you joining the channel. I appreciate it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Anyways, all right. No one get offended. No one get mad. I forgot Joe Ingles didn't play tonight. Anyone else? Maybe that's why we had the rumors going off like crazy, like online and offline, and me hearing things from little birdies. There were things going on in the offseason. Those Golden State trade rumors, guys. I would pay attention to that. So the Jazz get the trade for Eric Paschal, but you know, the little birdies out there were saying there was more going on. There was a lot more. And I would not be surprised if Utah looks at what they have right now. And if Jared Butler is this good, and you can go out and get, you can go get like, maybe like a Moses Moody, right? Maybe the Golden State Warriors struggle and they panic because they want to make sure that they don't waste any of Steph's prime. Do you get a rookie out of that? I don't know. I like Moses Moody a lot. A lot. That would be nice. That would be nice. Just floating that out there. Floating that out there for all the Jazz media people who love me so much. I love you so much too. And you know what I love? I love you guys. I love all the SLC Dunk readers. By the way, I hope you guys are all going to slcdunk.com and reading everything because it's amazing. I hope you subscribe to this channel, especially if you're a Jazz fan. We're going to, like I said before, if you're, you know, didn't hear from the beginning, I'm going to create an NBA channel separate from this. This channel is going to be Jazz-centric. Hoops Nerd Jazz. And then I might create a Hoops Nerd NBA. And we'll do two separate things because we've been clashing and twisting and pulling. And I've been trying to do two things at once. And it just hasn't been the right idea. And it makes sense. So that we have separate, and I honestly feel like the algorithm has been hurting me because it thinks I'm a jazz channel and I keep doing NBA stuff. And so let's do jazz for the jazz channel and let's do NBA for the NBA channel. Seems pretty obvious, right? All right, guys, if you haven't already, like and subscribe to the channel, but let's take a second to talk about the guys who make this happen. The guys that are here, the guys that are getting to the all-star game. These are our all-stars. I am like hyped tonight. I am like ready to jump through a wall. Let's see. Let's pull this up. I am not ready. I'm not like Jared Butler. I don't have a high IQ like Jared Butler. Jared Butler, much higher IQ than me. All right. Let's give a shout out to Kelsey Hamer, the Hammer, and one Anton Warren, Ezekiel Ricebe, man from down under, JT Buckets Wardell, Austin R. Grant, that editor extraordinaire, Eric C., the C stands for champion. Could the Jazz win the championship? I think that Eric agrees with me that they can. Donald Schooley, schooling all of us, DW to CB, Darren Williams to Carlos Boozer, Jorge Arrizaga, mi amigo de abajo, Lee Christensen driving the lane, Ryan the legend, Perry, Justin Time, Justin Ty H., Patrick Akubo, the wine connoisseur, Robert Hall of Fame, and DW. Jazz going all the way, I think, I believe. Oh, Furby Jr. using his monthly shout out right before the end. Buzzer beater, Furby Jr. Member for 8 months. Shout out, Furby Jr. Do season preview for the Bobcats/Hornets. Maybe. I might try. They don't watch my stuff very much, but I will do it for you, Furby. I will try. Guess what? I hate saying it. It's my birthday tomorrow, so I'm not going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to make a baked cheesecake. And I was thinking about smoking a brisket because I love smoking briskets. I think I'm going to go get Wingstop because I like wings. And lemon pepper sounds kind of nice to me. And that's probably what I'm going to do. So I will talk to you guys next time, guys. If you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. It's going to be an incredible season. It's going to be a jazz season. This might be it. Guys, like and subscribe while you can. Andrew Streeter, black, white, and yellow rebrand. Guess what? I put this on just for that, Andrew. Get that comment in right at the end. Love you guys. You're amazing. All of you matter. You are all important people.